This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome. It's Wednesday, and Joe is not here. I am your host, Dave Sussman, with Whiskey Politics in the chair for Joe at Realside Radio. It is always good to be in the chair for Joe Messina. Hi, folks, in the chat rooms here at Realside Radio. You can hear us across 70 stations across the fruited plain. And it is always an honor to be sitting in for Joe. I will be sitting with you for the next 3 hours. And, you know, there's just nothing, Cody, that we can talk about for 3 hours tonight. There's just nothing going on in the world. Holy cow. What an incredible time we live in. Well, first of all, if you want to talk about what's going on tonight, you can always check in with us at realside.com, and you can always give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. And let us know what you want to talk about, and we'll get you in the lineup. But, you know, what Joe and I were actually on his show last week. I came in. And we were just talking about what was going on with the economy and obviously the whole COVID-19 crisis and what we're looking at happening over the next several weeks. You know, for those that don't know me, my name is Dave Sussman, by the way, with Whiskey Politics. You can find my show, Whiskey Politics. Best place, go to YouTube, hit the subscribe button, the notification bell. And you'll always be updated with new interviews. Just had a fascinating interview that just came up a couple of days ago we put up. Cody, did you see Molly's Game, the movie about the poker? It's on Netflix. It's a great movie. Molly Bloom, she put together this high poker stakes game with Tobey Maguire and Leonardo DiCaprio and Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. Anyway, things got bad. It's a great book. It's a fantastic movie. You should watch it. I had the guy that started the game with Tobey Maguire on the show, and we got into some really good, juicy details, especially if you like poker. Find it at YouTube, and you can also find me at ricochet.com and the Dave Sussman Show as well. Happy Wednesday. Today is Earth Day. It is the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, which it also happens to be Vladimir Lenin's birthday. Quinky dink? I don't think so. That's right. The father of modern communism as we know it today, and Earth Day, both celebrating their birthday all in the same day. What else is going on in the world? Holy cow. Anybody got a $24,000 fridge filled with $15 pints of ice cream in them? Yeah, no, me neither. First of all, why would you spend $15 on a pint of ice cream? Yes, of course, we're talking about the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. She is just an awful, awful human being. While she delayed, and it's now 11 days, she delayed the next round in the House of Representatives of the stimulus package to get money to the mom-and-pop businesses out there across the country that are dying right now, that are literally on death's doorway. She was on a comedy show going through her fridges, plural, $24,000 each, and showing that she is just stuffed to the gills with chocolate, $15 pints of ice cream. You know, Nancy Pelosi, that there are people in this country right now that are waiting for 6 hours in a food line because they haven't gotten paid in 6 weeks? The disconnect between the liberal elite that are both in Washington and in New York and Los Angeles and San Francisco and Chicago and those in our mainstream media that tell you what they want you to do, the authoritarianism that we're seeing. And then you have Nancy Pelosi standing there chuckling through her dentures, showing the world that she's got a fridge full, thousands of dollars worth of food, hundreds of dollars worth of ice cream. Are we insane? Well, the fact is that people watched it, and the Trump campaign has already turned this into an ad, and we need to see this ad replayed and replayed and replayed, because this is why Trump won. It is that disconnect, that elitist attitude, that we know better than thee. And she's on, what was it, Jimmy Kimmel or one of the late night guys?
James Corden.
Corden, okay? And she's just basically chuckling through her dentures while there are people that are trying to figure out how many people can eat one package of ramen right now in their families. It's absolutely disgusting. She is a horrible human being. And I don't say that lightly. Because the economy, for all intents and purposes, is right now in one of the deepest recessions that we have seen, possibly going back to the 1929 Depression. We already, as far as unemployment goes, far surpassing what took place in 2008. And all the results haven't yet come in. They're saying 30 to 40% of the businesses that have closed now will not be able to reopen. 30 to 40%? That the unemployment numbers in cities like Los Angeles is between 40 to 60% when all the numbers come in. This is beyond comprehension. And I want to talk about the economy in the first hour here because this impacts everybody. Everybody. No matter how wealthy, how poor, or in between you are, this is hurting. And how long are we going to be in this recession? Is it the V-shape that President Trump and Steve Mnuchin are talking about? I don't think so. I'm in financial services. What I'm seeing right now is really dangerous. So coming up after the break, we have Brent Beriducci, who is going to be contacting us from Dallas. The guy is in the oil business, and if you didn't follow what was going on with oil yesterday, this is incredible. Looking forward to spending the next 3 hours with you here at Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
And welcome back to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair. And, of course, we are across 70 stations on throughout the Fruited Plain on the GCN and Salem Radio Network. And we've got some calls lined up here. But before we get to the phone calls, I was talking about the economy in the last segment. And there's no better person that I know. He's been on my show, Whiskey Politics, before. Wanted to bring him on to talk about just this incredible, just this global economic crisis that we're seeing right now, especially on the hills of oil going negative dollars yesterday. The man is Brent Baraducci. He is the principal and manager of Black Lion Capital Management out of Texas. The man is also a U.S. Navy. He served with the U.S. Navy, and he was a fighter pilot. And you can find him and more information about Brent over at blacklionCTA.com. Welcome back, Brent. It's been way too long, and I was thinking, was it 2 years or 3 years ago we had you on Whiskey Politics?
Oh, it's got to be at least 2 years, Dave. It's great to be back with you. I'm just sorry it's under such stress circumstances. You sound well.
You know what? Listen, you know, you make a decision in the world right now. You either push forward and you fight through things and you live to fight another day, or you let things take over. And you're the same as me. You know, you're going to try and find opportunities in a crisis right now. But I'm just going to throw it out to you right now. The price of oil per barrel was $63 in January. Yesterday, they were paying people to store it. Today came back somewhat. It's in positive territory right now, but barely. What the heck happened?
Well, we've got to first kind of bifurcate yesterday and today, because those were actually two separate contracts. The contracts that you saw trading negative yesterday,
May.
I think the low print I saw was 37. That was actually May futures. So that's the symbol for that. CL is crude oil. K is the month of May, 20 obviously being the year. So CLK20, those were the May futures. That was their last day to trade. They went into delivery today. So while that was going on and those were trading negative, the June contract, which is what we're quoting now, CLM20, that didn't dip below 20 on Monday. Now, the next day it got a little ugly, but that was for a separate issue. So what we saw with the negative prices there, and just like you said, people were having to literally pay to take oil off their hands, was a lack of storage space in Cushing, Oklahoma, where the contract is physically delivered.
So it's storage space, but we've also got this geopolitical situation between Russia and Saudi Arabia. Talk about that and how that's impacting the price right now.
The impact of that really was several weeks ago, and there's no polite way to put this other than just a complete radical asinine move by literally, and I don't know exactly who to put the blame on, but everything I've read, it really starts to wash back up on Saudi Arabia's shores. And, you know, understand that OPEC is a semi-fragile organization to begin with. Certainly the rise of the United States of America as the world's largest oil producer weakens their position around the globe. But then, you know, obviously there could be some tension there, but for them to go and pull this stunt in the middle of the onset of the virus, just a complete lack of headwork, I think they've really destroyed any credibility or goodwill in the world, you know, from an oil perspective. Now, obviously they still wield a great deal of influence. They have low marginal lifting costs. They do have flexibility in production, but I just think that they were so clumsy and heavy-handed trying to wield that, whether it was directed at Russia or whether it was directed at the United States of America, that I think they've done some lasting damage to the market, and I don't think they can sustain this.
So what you're telling me is that, I mean, we're really looking at a perfect storm scenario right now, because obviously the world is shut down due to COVID-19. You have the oil situation that's occurring, Saudi Arabia, and then the storage aspect as well. We're talking about some numbers right now which absolutely boggles the mind. You were like me, very much well-versed in what happened in 2007 to 2009 with the Great Recession. The numbers that we're seeing right now regarding unemployment, regarding the GDP going lower, the recession that we're about to be reported, I think we all realize that we're currently in right now, I think far and away surpassed what we saw in 2008. How do you see this all shaking out right now? What is your economic forecast telling you?
My econ forecast is that we should pray for a recession. I think that we'll get a depression. Now, there's definitions, they're somewhat loosely held of what a recession is, but they're largely agreed upon. A depression is a little more subjective, but the thing that I key off is a 10% reduction in GDP. In 2019, the seasonally adjusted GDP was $21.73 trillion. I think the idea that we will achieve 90% of that in 2020 is no chance. Not with the unemployment insurance claims that we're seeing, and then now, you know, the unemployment insurance claims, the one that we want to start really focusing on, and this will begin tomorrow, is going to be the continuing claims, because what that's going to measure is how long people are still on unemployment and the rate of things are going back to work. And I'll be honest with you, Dave, I'm not optimistic that we're going to see a lot of the consumer-oriented things. Think about the professional sports. Say, well, that's just a couple of athletes. No, you've got to look at all the support and infrastructure that goes into support those events. Look at things like movie theaters. I don't know how that industry comes back. Shopping malls, commercial real estate for shopping malls was already on its back foot, and it's just only going to get worse. So it's going to be very hard. I do not agree that there will be a V-shaped recovery. This is not going to be a situation where we're all going to take our masks off, the kids all go back to school in the fall, and that, you know, by August or September, we're doing the same level of GDP activity that we were in January, February. No shot of that, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible, especially the way that this economy has just been interrupted. And it is also just the American economy. This is a global economy that we're in right now. And demand across the world has obviously come down to levels which are recessionary. And recessionary, you just mentioned it. I think the classical definition is two back-to-back negative GDP, quarters with negative GDP. But depression, I guess, is when you're out of a job, right?
The old adage is it's a recession when your neighbor loses his job, it's a depression when you lose yours.
Yeah.
So,
and a lot of people have lost theirs. So we're coming into our first break here, Brent, but real quickly, remind everybody where they can find you and more about what you're doing over at Black Lion and what Black Lion is, real quick.
Black Lion is a commodity trading advisor. We manage separate accounts for high net worth individuals, or not necessarily high net worth individuals, in some organizations, solely trade futures and options on futures with a commodity emphasis, particularly in the energy area. And you can find me at blacklionctA.com. If you're interested in updates on the energy market, check the blog. We do two video reports there a week. Love to get some new visitors.
Yeah, and get on his email list. It's great. I get it every single day. We got Brent Baraducci, who is with Black Lion CTA, Black Lion Capital Management. We'll be right back after the break here to talk more about what's going on in the economy. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. We'll be right back, folks.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless them.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the White House, President Trump says they're making progress in getting the next phase of coronavirus relief money to small businesses.
Following around-the-clock negotiations yesterday, the Senate answered my call to replenish the Paycheck Protection Program so that millions of additional American workers can keep getting a paycheck. We just increased it by $310 billion. I urge the House to pass the bill without delay. In our first round of funding, we provided nearly $350 billion, and it went at record speed to American workers and small businesses.
A rally in oil prices have given stocks a big boost. The Dow Jones was up 456 points, the S&P up 62, and the NASDAQ up 232. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
A couple of nitwits.
With everything going on in the world right now, I still feel like a lucky guy.
How you guys doing? Dave Sussman here, Real Side Radio on the GCN Salem Radio Network on 70 radio stations across the Fruited Plain. It is really good to be with you on a Wednesday night. We are talking about everything for the next 3 hours, from the economy to, we're going to be talking about what's going on in Vegas in the next hour and if that city is going to be able to come back as well. And also in the third hour, we're going to be talking about the fact that Harvard wants a presumptive ban on homeschooling. Yeah, Harvard University. Apparently they just gave back. Did you hear this, Cody? They just gave back their $9 million with their $40 billion endowment. Yeah. Yeah, but first we're talking the economy, and there's no better person. A guest, Whiskey Politics. You guys should all go back and we'll listen to that show, because Brent Baraducci knows what is going on. He is the principal and manager of Black Lion Capital Management. We were joking with the Top Gun music in that last segment and the bumper music. Yeah, the man was a Navy fighter. He was flying those planes, just like Maverick and Goose. And it's great to have you back here, Brent. And thanks for joining us. And you're based out of Texas, correct?
I am right in the heart of Dallas.
You're right in the heart of Dallas. So talk to me from, when I think about the economy and what is going on right now, you know, everybody's got the micro climates, what's going on in their backyards. From a macro perspective, I want to hear what you think is going to be happening right now. Texas is very oil intensive, very sensitive to what is happening right now, the fluctuations. What do you see happening there in the great state of Texas?
Well, right now, the best description I can give is, if you go anywhere, it's like driving around on Christmas Day. I literally am in the heart of Dallas, in the Knox Henderson area. If I look out my window, I can see the skyline. So, certainly in the heart of the city, very little activity here. Real estate sales have more or less ground to a halt. People are just pulling all the signs up. We don't feel the oil and gas hit directly in Dallas. Obviously, we're not an area of operations, a very large hub for private equity and financing. A lot of midstream firms are headquartered here, so we get a lot of that activity. But, you know, the operational side is really going to hit Houston a lot more. So that's going to impact Texas. But one thing that folks need to understand is I think the last time the Dallas Federal Reserve released the statistics, only about 14% of Texas economy is related to oil and gas production. I say only, that's substantial, but we're a very diversified economy.
Yeah.
But that being said, this virus crisis is touching all aspects.
Yeah, it is touching all aspects of the economy, whether it's, you talked about, restaurants and entertainment, theme parks, movie theaters, everything else, sports. I don't know about you, but I miss my hockey, man. We should be in Stanley Cup right now. But, you know, the thing is that I agree with you. What you said in the last statement, in the last segment, Brent, was that you do not believe this is going to be a V-shaped recovery. Now, this is what the president and Steve Mnuchin have been talking about for the past couple of months, and you've got a lot of indicators showing that this is going to be more like a flat U. The question is for how long? And the second question is, what does it look like after? Because if we're going to lose 30 to 40% of the businesses that are closed right now, they are talking about a new normal, aren't they?
Absolutely, it's going to be a new normal. And I think the question that's going to really drive what does this look like going forward, the first thing that we're going to see, and I think it's already underway, is a realignment of supply chains away from China. Now, I don't necessarily think that that means that we're going to be getting all of our fly swatters and frying pans and whatnot made in the United States of America. I think that the lower rung commodity products are probably going to move to North America. I do believe that Mexico is going to be a huge beneficiary mm-hmm. of this realignment of supply chain. So I think that's going to be one of the first things. I think that there's going to be a reset in the United States of America. And what is going to be reset is going to be asset values, meaning homes. Okay, you can't displace 20 plus million people out of jobs. I mean, I've got people in my neighborhood that are just like, they're walking up to me going, I lost my job and it wasn't like I got laid off and we're going to call you back because the business is just gone. You know, these are middle class, white collar, you know, high five figure, low six figure kind of jobs. Now you're going to have this enormous supply of labor, decreased demand for it. Wages are going to reset lower. That's going to limit people's ability to service installment debts such as mortgages, auto notes. Think about anything that would be purchased on, you know, a conventional amortized debt structure. The ability to service that is going to be reduced. There's going to be an increased supply of residences on the market. And I think you're going to see a deflationary shock that is going to reset all of those asset prices lower. Then the next question is going to be with this enormous debt overhang, with the enormous deficits that the government is running. And let me just say this, the models for those are horribly bent because everybody's assuming that tax collections will remain constant. That's not going to be the case. So you're going to have this enormous sovereign debt issue. You're going to have impaired, commercial real estate debt out there, you know. You've got, you know, a very well-established, reputable chains, Cheesecake Factory, April 1st. We're not paying, not because we're jerks, just that we don't have the money. Well, they haven't opened up in April, so I don't know how May is getting paid. So if you've got this large commercial real estate debt overhang that's not being serviced, you're going to start to impair those asset values. So I think that once you get to the other side of this U, and I think that's a great description, Dave, I endorse that, that the climb out of that is going to look very different because of the individual and business real estate focus in this economy is going to reset at a lower level.
You know, there's so many different aspects of what you just covered there, and I'd love to have you on for another segment after this to cover it, because at first I wanted to delve into China and the last 30 to 40 years of malfeasance that our politicians on both sides of the aisle have committed with putting China in such a powerful position. But real quickly, commercial real estate, residential real estate, you're talking about a resetting. I mean, you said in the last segment that we should pray for a recession to avoid a depression. That right there, I mean, a lot of people's net worth and equity is in their homes, or maybe they've invested in a strip mall or whatever it is. Are you seeing that wiped out?
I wouldn't say wiped out. I don't want to be that alarmist, but you've got to ask yourself. Okay, 22 million people out of work. That's just in the last several weeks. We get another report tomorrow. Estimates somewhere in the 4 to 5 million range. You've got the St. Louis Fed, who, let me say this, the St. Louis Fed is generally one of the more optimistic Feds, estimating 46 million unemployed at the peak of this. Okay, when you have that many people unemployed, okay, they're not out house shopping.
Yeah.
Okay, when you have an aggregate demand destruction or demand limiting you out there, you know, we're not going to go tear down houses. Okay, they're all still here. In fact, there's still construction going on around Dallas. There's probably construction occurring in California. So the supply of homes is what it is. Now you reduce the demand for that. The only way this can reset is at lower equilibrium. So, you know, is it going to be wiped out? But, you know, you're going to have situations where people are used to their houses appreciating 3 to 5% a year. You know, you say, hey, I've got this house show that's a $350,000, $400,000 up in North Dallas. Going forward, that may be a $250,000, $300,000 home.
As I was saying to you during the break, my buddy, one of my bestest friends, I went to a Who concert with him 6 months ago. He's literally on his way to Dallas right now to start a new life, and he's going to hold on to his cash to see what's going to be happening in the local marketplace because he thinks he's going to now get a really good deal. Luckiest guy alive. He sold his house, escrow closed, during all of this. I mean, you couldn't have planned it better. We got 1 minute left. Unless you could stay with us for a few more minutes after the break. I don't know what your schedule is like here, Brent. Are you good?
Yeah, happy to visit with you for a few more minutes, Dave. Appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, because I really want to get into some of this as well. You know, the issue, you're talking about a global reset, and this is the thing that I think a lot of intellectual, economic-minded people are focusing on right now, the macro. You know, I laughed when you said fly swatters and frying pans. But, yeah, Mexico or Vietnam or Thailand or other places around the world, you've got American companies all pulling stakes right now out of China. Do you see a major realignment there? I want to get into this after the break with you. Do you see a major realignment, geopolitically speaking, with China? And is that something that we really have much control over, because it seems to me that there are so many businesses inside the United States of America that aren't even owned by America. They're owned by China to begin with. We're going to get into all of this and a lot more. Perfect bumper music here for Brent. Brent Baraducci, folks, go check him out at Black Lion CTA. Again, he is the principal and manager of Black Lion Capital Management. This man knows what is going on. And really appreciate you staying with us through the break here. We'll be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
And we're back here at Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair across the Fruited Plain. 70 stations on the GCN Salem Radio Network. And you can also find us at realside.com on a beautiful Wednesday night, no matter where you are throughout the country. And we're talking with Brent Baraducci, who is with Black Lion CTA, Black Lion Capital. You can find him at blacklionCTA.com and also on Twitter as well at Black Lion CTA. And before the break, I really wanted to get your impressions upon any geopolitical realignment that you think is going to happen right now because of the, anger. It's palpable, isn't it, towards China right now and what that's going to look like economically speaking, Brent?
I think that what we're going to see is high-value goods, high-margin, high-value products. I think their days in China are numbered. Now, and again, I don't know that that's going to come directly back to the United States of America. I think it'll be a move to North America, Mexico. I think you will see something. I think one of the huge things we've exposed, pharmaceuticals, surgical supplies, things like that, obviously a chink in the armor there with all of that, coming out of China. You know, I still think, commodity goods, Asia will still be a destination for many of those things to be manufactured, but I definitely see a realignment. And I think you're going to see, and because of that, I think you're going to see China's influence in the world wane.
So a lot of people are suggesting that the numbers that have always come out of China are essentially, well, they're just lies. We know this from whether it's the economy or whether it's the numbers regarding how many people are actually sick, that everything in China is about perception, how they want the world to perceive them. If you say the wrong thing, you're thrown into the Chinese gulags. But is this something that do you think will wake up those powers that be in D.C.? Because on both sides of the aisle, Republican and Democrat, going back 40 plus 50 years now, have essentially put us in the position where we have allowed China to control so much of the economy and really the future for so many countries in this world.
Well, I don't know how much – it's going to be interesting to see how much of Washington, D.C. is going to influence that, because Trump has obviously been very proactive with, I'm a tariff guy, in trying to realign some of this. But he hasn't enjoyed tremendous support out of Congress for it. And I think it's going to take more than anger to realign us. I think there's going to have to be some economic incentive, and it's going to have to make some economic sense. But I think what that's going to come into, where you'll initially see it, is going to be the critical supply items, particularly medical, pharmaceutical, that have been sourced out of China. I think you're quickly going to see those moving back to the United States, to North America. And I think even some of the commodity production that moves out of China, I think Mexico is going to really get the benefit of that.
The economy is a living, breathing entity, Brent. It expands and it contracts. It's like lungs. And if it expands too much, you get a big pop and an explosion. That's how you got 2008. And if it contracts too much, you go into, obviously, recession and depression. This is different, though, right? I mean, I hate to ask you to be a prognosticator, because I don't think any of us right now can predict just how severe this thing might become. But if you see a realignment with China, that's money that comes back to the Western Hemisphere, specifically North America, especially United States. Do you think that helps offset any deepening of a potential cataclysmic depression whereby we have a recession? Or, as we were talking during the break, do you see commercial real estate and people's assets taking such a bath that it's going to take us years to dig out of this?
No, I still think that the asset prices reset lower. I think that if there was a mitigating factor that will help, we're not going to go, into as deep a depression as what we saw, 80 years ago, 90 years ago. But we are going to be much flatter. It's going to take a longer time before we start to increase and slope back upwards. And I think that slope is going to be very shallow, particularly initially. I don't think it's going to be any sharp shock. You'll see some of the investment banks, JPM, Goldman, and whatnot out there saying, hey, we're looking at 20-30% GDP contraction in Q2. And then they're saying 20-30% expansion in Q3. No shot of that. I do think that the thing that will keep a floor underneath us is the Fed. The Federal Reserve has been extremely proactive, working with the Treasury to secure the credit markets. Now we can debate money supply, fiat currencies, and whatnot, but I'm going to give them their day. They moved extremely fast and very agile, and they are keeping the credit market from imploding on itself. How long they can do that, to be determined. What is this going to start to look like when the Treasury, they did this all of this through special purpose vehicles, a portion of which was capitalized by taxpayer funds from the Treasury. Any losses or write-offs are going to go against that. That's going to be.
They're buying the bank notes. That's what you're referring to. They're buying the bank notes and the CMBS notes as well. So commercial real estate is going to be safe. So let's talk about this, because I remember our episode when you came on last time, and you have a deep, genuine, let's just call it a loathing right now for the national debt. And we've talked about Right? I mean, if I
can. Oh, yeah.
And so when we talk about what we are looking at right now, we're looking down a gun barrel, okay? And so you're correctly stating what the Fed and the Treasury, which is more or less combined at one of the same now, had to do to keep liquidity flowing in the economy, because without that, it's the lifeblood of the economy. You come to a stop. And you don't have milk on the store shelves. You know, truckers, you know, don't get paid. We're done. But we're now talking about ideas that are coming out of Congress. There's two bills that have already been written. One is going to take care of your rent and your mortgage for the next 6 months. And two, they're talking about $2,000 a month to every man and woman and child in this country to keep cash flow going. I don't know if those are going to actually come up for a vote, but these are the types of things as a country, I call it a pseudo capitalistic democracy, that we're now talking about. Is that concerning to you?
It is very concerning to me. And where you've got to kind of look at where the stress relief is, where is the pop-off valve going to be? And my concern is that it will be in the currency, by flooding, you know, that amount of money supply, and especially it doing a direct disbursement like that, we've been able to manage all of the quantitative easing and this enormous balance sheet expansion because that's really gone on to bank balance sheets. Mm-hmm. It's bolstered the banks. That's really has not. I mean, you can talk about the PPP, the $1,200 stimulus checks and whatnot. Those are really almost rounding errors. You know, it was like, oh, PPP was $300 billion. It's like the Fed balance sheet expanded by more than $1 trillion in a week.
$300 billion is a rounding error. These are the times we're living in.
You know, you're a $6 trillion Fed balance sheet. I mean, what's $300 billion between friends? But now you're talking, once that gets out into the economy and then the velocity of money picks up, now you're going to start to see inflation, which sounds kind of good, but it really won't be, because then you start to risk hyperinflation. Then it begins to start looking like Venezuela a little bit.
Yeah, little Weimar. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that there's going to be a lot of hesitance. I think that I think people will push to just say, take all of the limits off, let people start making their own decisions, getting back to business as best they can, you know, start to let a little bit of the bankruptcy process work, the foreclosure process and whatnot. But even the foreclosure process, I think that's going to be problematic. It's like,
yeah,
okay, you've got a $350,000 first lien mortgage on a home. Okay. Mm. And the person, you know, can't make their full mortgage payment. You're going to foreclose and take it to the courthouse steps to flip it into the market for $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if you're so inclined, go ahead. But you know, this isn't a case, because it is so global, and you've described this very well. This isn't a one-off situation. It isn't just David Sussman lost his job. It isn't Brent Beriducci just lost his. Mm-hmm. You know, when everybody loses their job, where are you going to go with this stuff? You can't say, hey, this guy lost his job, or this guy stopped paying the mortgage, we're going to foreclose, and then we're going to put this thing right, flip it right back out into the market. We'll maybe take a 3-5% haircut and get on down the road.
Yeah.
You're flipping it back out in the market to who? To 46 million unemployed people?
That's
who's
the problem.
Lining up for this?
That's the problem. And at the end of the day, and I hate to cut you short here because we're coming into our last break, top of the hour, but the numbers that I'm reading, and I read the same stuff you read, okay? I mean, it's just, I'm a lay economist myself. I'm also in financial services outside of this stuff that I do. And what I'm hearing right now is, by the time this is all said and done, they are talking about a $20 trillion balance sheet, Brent. 20.
Not unthinkable. Not unthinkable.
I mean, they have to somehow keep milk going to the store shelves. And it's going to be the Fed. It's going to be the Treasury. And I'd love to have you back on again down the road to talk about more of this. We shouldn't go so long in between, because you are a fountain of information and knowledge, and you really are there on the front lines. Brent Beriducci, everybody follow him over at Black Lion CTA on Twitter and at .com, where you can find more about him and his services. Thank you, good sir. Greatly appreciate you taking the time tonight.
David, all All my best. Wish you the best with the show. We'll talk again soon.
Likewise. Thanks, Brent. And we'll be right back at the top of the hour here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.